We continue 8 lines down from the top of Yates Omer Aleph. Last word on the line, Ashrei Ish Yirei Es Hashem. Praiseworthy is the man who fears God. Ashrei Ish Velo Ashrei Isha, only a man, not a woman. Tosos points out, why over here are we making this drasha a man, not a woman, as opposed to the previous pasuk where it says Ashrei Ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man. So he says the hey of the earlier pasuk Ashrei Ha'ish implies one man as opposed to another man. Here it says praiseworthy is a man in general, which we can darshan man and not woman. Anyhow, what does it mean? Ashrei Ish v'Ashrei Isha. Amrav Amram Amrav Ashrei Misha Osa Teshuva Kishu Ish. Praiseworthy is a man who repents while he's still young and he has kochos, who can recognize before he becomes elderly. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Ashrei Misha Mizgaber Al Yisroch Ish. Praiseworthy is the man who becomes a gibor, whose kovesh is yetzer, like a mighty man. B'mitzvos of Chavetz Ma'od, that Tehillim continues and says, praiseworthy is the man who loves his mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. He loves doing the mitzvah. He doesn't just do it for the reward. B'hainu titnan, and that is consistent with the teaching in Pirkei Avos. Hu haya omer al tiyu kavadim ha-mashamshin es-rav al-manas l'kava pras, edla hayu kavadim ha-mashamshin es-rav shelo al-manas l'kava pras. We serve God for the sake of serving God. We don't care about the reward. It's nice when it happens, but it's not about the reward. Ki'im b'soras Hashem cheftzo. The Tehillim continues that the Torah Hashem Chefzo, we study in the focus of God, the Torah of God, which is what he loves. Amar Rebbe, Ein Adam Lomid Torah, Ela Mimakom Shelibo Chafetz. Says Rebbe, a new teaching, that a person only learns Torah from a place that his heart desires. The way Rashi understands that is that a masechta that he specifically wants to learn, that's what he will internalize. If you try to force something on him that his libo is not chafetz, he's not going to like it. So make sure that a person will learn something he wants to learn. Shenemar ki'im v'soras Hashem cheftzo. It's his chavetz. He enjoys it. That's how it works. Levi v'Rav Shimon, and based on that, they have the following story. Levi v'Rav Shimon b'Rebbe yasvi kamei d'Rebbe. Levi and Rav Shimon were talmidim of Rebbe. They were sitting in front of him. V'kapaski sidra. They were learning the parsha. They were learning chumash. Salik safra. They finished the parsha. So they wanted to learn something different. Levi Amar Lei Sudlan Mishlei, Rav Shimon Rebbe Amar Lei Sudlan Tehillim. One said, let's learn Mishlei, one said, let's learn Tehillim. Kafiyala Levi Vaisu Tehillim. Rav Shimon Rebbe forced Levi to learn Tehillim. Kimatu Hacha. When they got to the Pasuk in Tehillim, which said, Ki'im Besoras Hashem Chevtzo, when they got to Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis, Parish Rebbe explained, Amar and said, Ein Adam Lomi Torah Elami Makom Shalibo Chafetz. Said a person only learns Torah from that which they want to study. Amr Levi. So Levi got up and said, Rebbe, Nesatalan Roshos Lamud. You just gave me permission to leave because I didn't want to learn this. So I was forced to do this. I don't know if he actually left, but at least he said, look, I have the opportunity. If I wanted to, I can leave. Amr Rebbe Dimi Bar Chama. Kol ha'osek batora hakadosh baruch hu osalo chafatz. Of anyone who is involved in Torah, God will do his needs, will take care of his needs. Shenemar ki'im b'soras Hashem cheftzo. Through the Torah of Hashem, cheftzo, his needs will be taken care of. Amar Rava, la'olam yilmod adam Torah b'makom shalibo chafetz. I think this is a little different. The previous one said mi makom, now it says b'makom. Says Rava, a person should always learn Torah in a place where his heart desires. So not only is the topic important, but also the location is important. Shenemar ki'im b'soras Hashem cheftzo. That is also should be the Torah of Hashem should be a chafetz, a place where not just he enjoys learning it, what he learning from, but learning it as well in that location. V'amar Rava, b'tchila nikreis al shmo shel kadosh baruch hu, u'l'basof nikreis al shmo. If your person loves learning Torah, initially it'll be called on by Hashem's name, but eventually the Torah will be called on your own name. Shenemar besoras Hashem cheftzo. It's the Torah of Hashem, and then ubesoraso yega yomam v'layla. And his Torah, he will meditate over day and night. So you see, it becomes yours the more that you study it. But Amar Rava, Rava continues and says as follows: the Olam Yilmod Adam Torah Bi'achakach Yegeh. A person should always learn Torah first and only afterwards meditate on it. What does it mean, meditate on it? Rashi says, not literally meditate, but the first you learn, you get the ideas, you get the bekiyas, and then afterwards you do the pilpul. You do the svaras, you try to analyze. But first, get it down. Get the pshat down. Shenemar besoras Hashem. And then the hadar ubesora so yege. First, do the Torah, and then yege. V'amar Rava olam ligris inish v'yavagav the mishkach. It says Rava another teaching: a person should always study, even though they're going to forget it. V'yavagav the lo yada my ka'amar, and even if they don't know, even know what it says, just learn it. Shenemar garsa nafshi le taiva. That a person should just be gores to their heart's content. Garsa ksiv v'loksiv tachna, and it says the word garsa, not tachna. Garsa means to chop, tachina means to grind. So grinding alludes to the, as Rashi says, the idea of getting into all the details and analyzing it carefully. Garsa just means to just chew on it, to, you know, to get an idea, get the basics, and then move on. Rava Rami, Rava then continues and brings the following contradiction. Ksiv al gapeyu, ksiv al kise, with regard to Torah, it says first on the wings, and then it says on the chair. Which one is it? Is it on the wings, or is Torah on the chair? Betchila al gapeyu, ubasof al kise. In the beginning, it's on the wings. In other words, you're a student on the wings of others, learning from them. And then al kise, then it's on your throne. People come to you to learn. Ksiv barosh miromim, uksiv ale derech. First it says that you're on top of the heights, and then it says that they come upon you on the way. So how do you resolve this? But tchila berosh meromim, in the beginning, you're going to be running up to the mountaintops, because people are going to ask you questions, and you're not going to know the answer, you're going to run away. But ultimately, at the end, ale derech, they're going to stop you on the way, and they're going to ask you questions, and you're going to be present for them. Ula rami, now ula brings the following contradiction. Ksiv shesei maimi borecha, says drink water from the well, ksiv vin nozlim soch beirecha, and flowing water will come from your cistern. So how do you resolve it? Are you drinking it, or is it flowing from you? Betchila shesei mi borecha. In the beginning, you'll drink from your well, because it's only limited. Your knowledge is very limited, so you'll drink from your own well, and then it's going to dry up. Ulvasof enozli mitoch beerecha. But ultimately, when you have so much information, it's going to be flowing. It's never going to end. Amarava, amarav schora, amarav huna, maidechsev hon mehevel yimaed. What does the pasuk mean when it says someone who earns dishonest wealth will be diminished? The kovitz al yad yirbe, but those who gather by hand will have more. Im osa adam toraso chavilos chavilos mismait. If a person pounds the Torah, just grabs it lot by lot, by bundles and bundles, they're just learning so many different things at once, ultimately they're going to be diminished, they're going to have nothing. Im kovitz al yad, but if you gather by hand, you go slowly and you're patient, yirbe, then you'll have more in the end. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabban Lahamilsa. The Rabbanu know this. They know that it's more important to learn Torah slowly, but nevertheless, Va'avriyala, they still don't do it anyways. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, An Avirata V'Kayim B'Yadiyah, but says Rav Nachman, I did it, and it worked out for me. In other words, I did it slowly, and I did it the right way, and that's why I was successful. So maybe the other rabbis weren't doing it properly, but I was certainly doing it properly. Amar of Shizvi Mishmeidu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, my dechsev lo yachroch rumia tzedo. What does it mean when the pasuk says that a deceitful hunter will not get his gain, ill-gotten gains? Lo yichyev lo yarech yamim tzayid haramai. The trickster, the hunter, the deceitful hunter will not be able to have length of life or days. And that's in a Torah idea also. Someone who is trying to be deceitful is not going to be successful. Rav Sheshe Zamar, Tzayir Haramai Yachroch, he learns it differently. Rav Sheshe learns it as a question. The cunning hunter, what, is he not going to, Yachroch means to roast, is he not going to be successful? Of course he'll be successful, because he's cunning. It's not that it was deceitful, he's smart, he knows how to do it properly. The way that Rashi understands it is that someone who does it slowly, that's doing it with guile, they're reviewing it, and they're cunning, because they realize not to jump and jump and jump, they know to stick to the one topic, learn it over and over again, get it down straight and well, and then move on to the next topic. Ki asar of dimi amar mashallah adam shetzad siporin. It's the you, this idea of studying Torah fast versus slow is a analogous to the following parable where a man traps a bird. Im shaper kenafeh shel rishona, if he after he captures the first bird he breaks its wings, kula miskaimos biro, then he'll be able to hold all the birds, because once you break the wings they can't get away from you. The imlava, if he doesn't break their wings, in miskaimos biro, they're all going to fly away. Once you chop the first one, then you run for the second one, the first one's going to leave. Idea being, if you don't do it slowly and break your teeth on it, you're not going to be successful ultimately. So therefore you see the importance of not only limud Torah, but limud Torah in a slow and deliberate manner.